Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, that's beautiful. I appreciate it. Brother Oscar, I really appreciate it.
appreciate it. We thank you, all of you, for tuning in to Block Talk Radio today, Wednesday, April 24th, 2019. Thank you. Much
hello,
appreciated.
Hello, Chris.
Thank you for chatting in, coming in to chatting from the Word today with our dear brother York and myself. And we always appreciate it. They show us so much love, man. That's wonderful. We get that kind of support, my brother. And it is 68 degrees, sunny, all the way through the weekend into next week here in the San Francisco Bay Area, Richmond, California. It is 68 degrees currently, and clear skies, and the high today will be 77 here in the Bay Area, and the low tonight will be 55 degrees. So we're doing really wonderful today. We're blessed today. How you doing out there in Pittsburgh, Ohio, my friend?
Amen, Brother Chris. We're doing all right. Kind of, we're having some partly cloudy skies here, and look like it won't to rain. We hope it doesn't, but that's all right. But we're doing fine here in Miamisburg, Ohio. You know, it's 2 o'clock here, and 2:06 now, and we're doing fine. We just have, if it does rain, that's just something we got to go through. But, you know, as you say, Brother Chris, when you have the Son of God, you have a sunny, it's sunny every day when you have the Son of God in your life.
Right.
So I am blessed, Brother Chris, to be here and to be alive and to, again, to share this show, first of all, with you, Brother Chris, and then to our audience. We hope and pray that they are listening and able to, and that we are able to put a snap in their Christian walk. Brother Chris, we hope that we are doing that today on our show. Today's show is on this new time once again.
Yes.
We're taking our scripture from James 5:13b. Is it a marriage? Let him sing psalms. And we hope and pray that we'll play your favorite today to make you happy today. Because that's the best
that's
way
right.
to think of. To make you happy, to make you content, make you glad that you are a Christian today, really cool.
That's right. Singing and making melody in our heart unto the Lord. Boy, that is in itself, that's a blessing. To have
Amen.
A blessed heart. To have a blessed
Amen,
heart
brother.
In the Lord.
Yes, and
making melody with these wonderful melodious hymns, song, and praise hymns. I mean, brother, that just puts you right into the spirit of Jesus Christ. And it's
Amen.
Always a blessing
Amen.
To come on the air with you, Brother York. And our listening audience, and we thank you for your support, and we hope that this program is a blessing not only to us but to you and to all your friends and family and whoever you can share this information with. We all appreciate it, and because we are here to share the love of Jesus Christ and the joy to a lost world. Isn't that right, Brother Oscar?
That is correct, Brother Chris, and we hope and pray that you do that, because the world needs to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and to know that we, as Christians, we find a joy in being in the body of Christ. But we're going to get on with our first selection today. Our first selection will be your favorite, Chris Turner. It's cool.
Oh, boy.
Cool. I love Chris.
Yeah.
I love me because Chris.
Oh, my goodness.
It's cool. I hope you're listening, Chris. It's cool.
Oh, that's right.
It's
that
cool.
Brother's got you hooked.
Yeah, I'm hooked. It's cool. Inside, here we
Amen.
Go.
Where is school inside?
That was Chrissy Edwards. It is cool, cool inside. My listeners all know about you this afternoon and all this morning, but I want to go where it's cool inside, and that's heaven. What about you, my listeners? Do you want to go where it's cool inside, or do you want to go where it's hot?
Oh, wow.
A lot of you say, why are you giggling about it, Brother Oscar? Because I'm not going there, and I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I'm going where it's cool inside. Where our Lord is at, and he lightened the way day and night, Brother Chris.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, we want to be on the side of that we can receive the graces of God.
And
when we embark and when we go through the door of death into eternity, you know, that's when we really need to be cool inside.
Definitely. Definitely. I like to remind our listeners, they are listening to Blog Talk Radio, Chatting from the Word, with your hosts, Brother Arthur York and Chris Edwards, where we are putting a snap in your Christian walk.
Thank you, folks.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. We trying our best to cheer you up, my Christian. Because I know sometimes the world, they don't have nothing for us here in this world. The world can treat us so bad, and we can go through so much in this world because the world is not for us Christians. And we as Christians, we should allow our light to shine in a world that really does not recognize Christ. Brother Chris, that's the way I feel about it, you know. And we need more of Jesus today than ever before. If you look around you and you see what's going on, you turn on the news, you hear bad news, you look around your neighborhood and you see people cursing and all that, and you're wondering, where is Jesus Christ? But we as Christians, we got to show the world that Christ is in us. And we got to testify with our life, Brother Chris. We got to show the world we must be
that light
that Christ calls us to be.
That's right. Well, Apostle Paul.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Apostle Paul said Romans chapter 8, verse 18, he says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us, Brother Oscar.
Amen. Man, Brother Chris is happy around here because we know God is good, and he is good all the time. And
That's right.
His way, everything is going to be all right. Listeners, if you want to call in, our number is 657-383-0883. If you have a desire to call in just to talk with us, that is fine. The number is 657-383-0883. And we've been talking about a new section that we're going to add to the show where we are talking about our experiences and how God, in other words, our testimonials. That's the best way that I can put it. Any testimonials out there where God had brought you out of something that you want to share with the audience, our listening audience, be free to do so. And get in contact with us so that we can know how to bring you on the program the day you want to just talk to us. You can either call in or even can be part.
That's right.
Well, Chris, we want to play our next selection, man. We want to play Committed Acapella Chorus. Jesus.
Right, let it roll. Amen.
More. This is another one I love, Brother Chris. This is another one, Brother Oscar. Just love. And here we go.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
reveals more about a committed acapella chorus. And he is definitely more. What would life be without our Lord? Number one, there wouldn't be salvation because Christ died on the cross to bring salvation down to us and to place us in his body, the body of Christ, which is the church of Christ. So we hope and pray that we are putting a snap in your Christian walk, Christians. And again, we hope that we're introducing others to Christ. And as we said at the beginning of the show, share this program with your friends. Tell your friends about Chatting from the Word with hosts Brother Oscar York and Chris Edwards. Allow your friends to know the job that we're doing is a good job, and we are putting a snap in your Christian walk. Right, Brother Chris?
That's right, and we're all admonished by the Apostle Paul when he wrote to Colossians in Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in songs and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Isn't that right, Brother Oscar?
Amen. I like the way you say that, Brother Chris. That is correct. That is correct. Because Christ will bring joy into your world, into your life, but you must give him that opportunity to do so. Many of us want to dog ourselves down and think bad and don't be content. But I'm here to tell you, if you try Jesus Christ, everything will be all right. Only thing we need to do is to trust and obey him. But before we go into our prayer time, we want to play another song. And we want to play, I believe, the a cappella company, Glory and Honor. Glory.
Amen.
And honor. And here we go.
Amen. Thank you.
That was the Acapella Company, Glory and Honor, Worthy is the Lamb. He is definitely worthy of our praise and our honor and our glory. We shall always give all the praise and glory to God Almighty, not to man.
Correct.
Man can't save
That's
you.
Correct.
Not to myself and Brother Chris. We don't know. We don't have
Amen.
A heaven to put you in. But Christ
right.
Jesus was the one that made it all
Amen.
Possible. He is worthy of all our praise, glory, and honor.
That's correct. Amen. All right.
Brother
Prayer
Chris.
Time. I'll take us to the throne. You ready?
not it's prayer time. And if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the number is 657-383-0883. We're just happy right here, you all. Yeah, you got to reckon here, Brother Chris. Some happy folks around here. But we're going to go to the throne of God. It was Paul who said in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. And everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Brother Chris.
That's right. Let us go to the throne of God at this time. Heavenly Father, Father God, we thank you for another day of life. We pray, Father, for all of the Christians that are suffering for the cause of Christ throughout the world. And Father, we thank you for this program, that Father, that we can be a blessing on the airwaves through Blog Talk Radio and other social media platforms, Father, with this program, Chatting from the Word. We thank you, Lord, Brother Oscar and I, that we can share the good news and the wonderful singing of these praise
Man.
And songs, Father, to the Lord, that we can be able to inspire our listening audience, Father, to that this program can be a blessing in their lives in a wonderful way, and they can share this information with their family and friends and relatives. We thank you, Father, for giving us this opportunity that we can be able to position our lives to be able to dedicate our time being able to be a part of this kind of program. Father, we pray for those that are in power. We pray for our elected officials around the world, even here in the United States. We pray for Donald Trump, and who's the reigning president. And we pray, Father, for his administration, that they will enact laws, Father, for all Americans that will be for peace, tranquility, and goodwill for all men. We pray, Father, for our law enforcement officials here in the United States. We pray, Father, the fight on crime and terrorism around the world, not only here in the U.S. We pray, Father, for all countries, that this is a global problem, Father. We ask that, Father, that you can help our security officials, TSA, and Father, all levels of law enforcement, Father, on the fight on crime. We pray, Father, for those behind prison walls, that they will serve the time and then they will look to you for direction through your Son, Jesus Christ, and that maybe this program could be an inspiration to them. And
Amen.
That, Father, that when they do their time and with good behavior, that they can turn their life over to Christ. We pray for those that have been wrongly convicted of crimes, Father, that justice will be served, and that, Father, that they will get this sentence overturned, if it's your will, Lord, and that they will glorify you and look to you for direction for their lives and turn their life over to Christ. We pray for those that have left the church fellowship, that
mm-hmm.
as the prodigal son has went out and squandered all of his good many blessings and monetary resources, Father, that they can see the need, Father, in the plight of their situation, to come back to the fold before it's eternally too late, and ask for deliverance, Father, and to turn their life back over to Christ, and to be willing to, Father, to work out their salvation and align their lives, Father, with your will, that, Father, that when this life is over, that they will secure their place in the eternal kingdom of God. We pray, Father, thanking you today for our listening audience as well. Bless each and every one around the world in the wonderful way that, Father, that they can be able to inherit the wonderful blessings that are only in the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is our prayer. Thanking you, Father, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Brother Chris, for that fine prayer. We hope our listening audience prayed along with him, because that was truly a fine prayer to the throne of God. And as we said, we're glad that you are listening to us here, Chatting from the Word through Blog Talk Radio. You know, at this time, we always ask for sponsors, and we are asking for sponsors. If you are, if we have put a snap in your Christian walk, if you enjoy this program, if we have helped you along the way and helped someone else, help you to help somebody along the way, sponsor us here at Chatting from the Word. We don't ask for much, $1, $2, $10, whatever your finances can bear to send monthly. It would be very much appreciated. And if you want to send a one-time donation, that would be appreciated too. And churches, you can get involved also. If we have put a snap in your members' walk, if we have brought joy in your life, if you have preached more dynamically than you ever preached before, add us to your budget for 2019. Add us to your fiscal year for 2019 so that we can keep Chatting from the Word on the air and making Christians happy and preaching the Word of God to those that need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, if you want to contact me, I'm on Facebook, or you can email me at oscar3443@gmail.com, or you can contact me through my webpage. I do have a webpage, oscaryorkpublishing.com. And while you're at the webpage, order you a book. I have authored 2 books. A Peaceful Place in the Storm, God is in Control, which sells for $21.50, and Bridges of Friendship, which also sells for $21.50. And if you want to purchase both books together, they are $43. Do that, because proceeds will go towards Chatting from the Word. As you know, my motto, when you read, you get knowledge, and with knowledge comes power, Brother Chris.
Man, that's right. You can reach me at lowercase e0695@gmail.com. My Gmail account's linked with Google. You can also reach Brother Oscar and I on Facebook. We are on Facebook 24/7 along with Messenger platform. You can reach us on Messenger. I have a Messenger also app on my iPhone. You can reach me on Messenger. And also on Instagram. And Brother Oscar and I are also together on LinkedIn.com. So if you have any questions or any comments, or if you'd like to share your testimony or share your story with us on the program, we encourage it that you come on the air, and we would love to hear from you. And this is an open forum, so we want to hear from you. We want to know what your comments are. Let us know what you think of the program, Chatting from the Word on Blog Talk Radio. Because we as members of the Churches of Christ, we believe in the accuracy, validity, prophecy, and authenticity of the sacred scriptures of God. So we want to get clarification with you through the Word of God, and also we want you to know what our religious persuasion and our religious conviction is, and it is, thus saith the Lord. Isn't that right, Brother Oscar?
I like the way you say that, Brother Chris. You are right. It's what's contained in the pages of inspiration. It's what's contained in the Word of God, and that's what we believe in going and obeying Jesus Christ. We want to play our next selection, and we're going to play, I believe, let me see my list here. I always make a list, you all. It's going to be Greg Owens and the Wayne. Oh, my God. I love that. That's another one, Bro Chris, and I just love.
I like them all.
I do too, Bro Chris.
Amen. Yeah, great song. Yeah. That's right.
Yes, sir. Praising the Lord. Now, here we go.
Let it roll.
Definitely.
Thank you.
That was Greg Owens and Dwayne. Oh, my trials. And when we're going through some trials, we really definitely need Jesus to help us to go through them. We need to keep our hand in his hand, in the hand of Jesus Christ. In a few, Brother Chris is going to come along with the invitation, inviting you and giving you a chance to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. But before I do that, let me say this. Tomorrow's show is going to be a good one too, Brother Chris. Going to have another lesson that he's going to bring tomorrow. Brother Chris, what lesson going to bring tomorrow? I'm trying to think of it. I got it down.
It's part two. It'll be part two of heaven.
Okay.
Part two of heaven. Yeah, I'll be taking my text from Matthew chapter 24, verses 40 and 41. Yep. So we'll be looking forward to it, and all's well, and praise the Lord.
Yes, sir. So we want you all to stay tuned tomorrow so that you can hear that fine lesson from Brother Chris. Now, you all know Brother Chris do a wonderful job when he bring his presentation, so we hope and pray that all you all listen up tomorrow and be ready to follow him and have your Bible, because he's coming from Matthew, the 24th chapter. And we know that's a grand chapter to study from. Brother Chris, we want you to give us an invitation at this time.
All right. Well, we know that, Peter said that the trying of your faith being much more precious than gold that perisheth, it that though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory unto the appearing of Jesus Christ. And that's what we're looking forward to. But in order to do that, we must have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And the only way we can have a relationship with Jesus Christ is having heard the word of the gospel, the fact that Jesus Christ had died according to the scriptures, is buried and rose from the dead on the third day according to the scriptures. We must believe in his message, the historical message of the gospel of Christ. Having heard it and having believed it, are we willing to repent? Because repentance is a commandment of God. We must do like Paul, when he was on his evangelistical campaign in Athens, Greece, on Mars Hill. He told those Grecian philosophers who were ignorantly worshiping God that this God who you ignorantly worship has commanded all men everywhere to repent. So repentance is a change of attitude about your life. In turn, surrender your will to Christ. Surrender your will to God. Are you willing to do that? Well, if you're willing to do that, having heard and believed, and you're willing to repent and turn to Christ for deliverance, for to change your way of life, to turn to him, are you willing to acknowledge the sweetest name of mortal tongue? If you're willing to do that, then you are ready to be baptized for remission of sins. Acts chapter 2, verse 38, where it says, Peter says to those that were dwelling in Jerusalem on the first Pentecost following the resurrection of Christ in the first century, he told them, repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And Apostle Paul also told us in Romans chapter 6, verse 4, that baptism is a burial. It's an immersion. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Baptism is an immersion. You contact the blood of Christ. Do like the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts chapter 8 that inquired Philip the evangelist to teach him more thoroughly the scriptures, and he taught him Christ. When you teach him Christ, whoever you teach Christ, you're going to include baptism. The Ethiopian eunuch says, see, here's water. What does it hinder me to be baptized? And Philip took him down into the water, both him and the eunuch, and he immersed him in the watery grave of baptism for remission of sins, where you contact the blood of Christ, and the blood of Christ will cleanse you from every sin that you've committed in your past life, and you have a clean slate with God by the precious blood of the Lamb. Because the church, that Jesus died for is purchased by his blood. Acts chapter 20, verse 28, when Paul made known to the elders at Miletus, and he told them that grievous wolves should come in and not sparing the flock, and he exhorted them and let them know that take heed therefore to yourselves in which the Holy Ghost had made you overseers, or the Holy Spirit, and to feed the flock of God, which the Lord has purchased with his own blood. Because God, Father Jehovah, Father God, has no blood. So he's talking about Christ, because Christ is the head of his church. He's the governor of it, and he's the savior of it. And he's adding people to it that are baptized into Christ. Is where you find salvation, only through the blood of Christ. Isn't that right, Brother Oscar?
That's correct, Brother Chris. Let me read something here. And I was thinking about this when you were talking about baptism. Well, we got to recognize that baptism, according to Paul in Romans, I believe Romans 6, he said it's a burial in water. Well, Paul said in Romans 6, beginning with verse 1, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin,
amen,
live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death,
right,
that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. That's the scripture, my friend. We can't argue with that, can we, Brother Chris? Many of us want to argue with baptism, but it is a burial in water, a complete burial in water.
Amen.
Okay? And that's what I believe. It's not a sprinkling or a pulling, or you can't pray your way to heaven. No such thing in God's word.
Right.
Must be buried in water. And obviously, once you're buried, you'll rise up living in a new lifestyle, a new life. And that's what salvation is all about. We're not trying to make no one upset with us, but our goal here on Chatting from the Word is to tell you what the Word contains and what the Word says about salvation. And you know what I always say, Brother Chris, I don't know no one who wants to go to hell. Do you, Brother Chris?
Yeah, I never met nobody. I hope I never will, because that's not a place that I want. That's too hot.
No,
I don't want to be like
hot
down there with Joe Stalin, Hitler, and Tigers and Pythonese and all these perpetrators throughout the history. Nero, all of them burning, walking around in flames. And that they can't put out, because the Lord is causing that to happen. And I don't want all those millions and billions of people throughout history just going to hell, living a life of infidelity. Not for me, Brother Oscar. That's, when I wake up and see the sun rise every day and see the heat in 90 degrees summer weather, that's enough for me. But I don't want it to be 1,000 times that.
Amen. Let's get out of here, y'all. Let's get out of here. Let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for our program. We hope and pray our listener learn something. We hope and pray that the songs we play today put a snap in their Christian world. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. We have a nice chatting with you today. From Chatting from the Word, goodbye. And we hope to see you on tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Amen. All right, everybody listening, audience, thank you for tuning in today. Keep the faith. All right.
Yes,
God bless
Bye-bye.
Everybody. Till we meet again on the same place, same channel. Is that right, Brother
Amen. Oscar? That's correct, Brother Chris.
Amen. See you tomorrow. God willing.
Bye-bye.